President Obama took his economic message to the southern state of North Carolina. At North Carolina State University in Raleigh, the president again urged his audience to contact their lawmakers and express their support for his jobs initiative.
We've got to kick off our bedroom slippers and put on our marching shoes. We got to get it to work.
Mr. Obama's $447 billion program is intended to boost growth in the sluggish U.S. economy and to reduce the 9.1% unemployment rate. The president faces opposition from Republicans and some Democrats in Congress to his plan to raise taxes on wealthy individuals and corporations to pay for some of the initiatives. In Raleigh, Mr. Obama called for citizens to back the plan.
Do you want to keep tax loopholes for oil companies? Or do you want to renovate more schools and rebuild more roads and bridges so construction workers have jobs again?
Republicans on Capitol Hill have said they may support some parts of the American Jobs Act, but not all of it. White House officials say the president will sign whatever parts are passed, but will continue campaigning for passage of the entire package. North Carolina has been identified as one of the states where next year's presidential election could be decided. Mr. Obama's previous job speeches were in two other battleground states, Ohio and Virginia. Unemployment in North Carolina is 10.1%, 1 point above the national average. New public opinion polls indicate the president faces more trouble nationwide. A recent Bloomberg poll shows that more than half of Americans doubt Mr. Obama's jobs plan will ease unemployment. According to the survey, 62% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the economy, and his overall job approval rating is at an all-time low of 45%. But a new CNN poll shows that more people approve of Mr. Obama's jobs plan than disapprove, and it says that on economic matters, more Americans trust the president than Congress. But the CNN survey says the president's overall disapproval rating has reached a new high, with more than 70% surveyed saying the country is heading in the wrong direction. Only 36% like his handling of the economy. Congress's approval rating is even worse, moving down to 15%. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.